This year, the artist Christo realized a dream he's had for more than 40 years. On June 18th, he debuted The Floating Piers, an almost 2-mile-long walkway covered in yellow-orange fabric that stretched out into Lake Iseo in northern Italy. It connected two islands with the mainland. The project was up for only 16 days before it was dismantled and recycled, but in that short time, The Floating Piers received over 1.2 million visitors, double what the organizers expected. The Floating Piers was Christo's first large-scale project since he and his late wife Jean-Claude installed the gates in New York Central Park back in 2005. Their other projects include the Wrapped Coast in Australia, Wrapped Reichstag in Berlin, and Surrounded Islands in Miami back in 1983. Jeremy Hobson spoke with Christo via Skype from Lake Iseo back in June.
Christo, it is a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
So when did you and Jean-Claude first envision this project, and what was the original inspiration for it?
When first envisioned many, many years ago, which happened just after the wrapping of the coastline in Australia near Sydney, 1969. The first proposal for floating pier was for the delta of Rio de la Plata near Buenos Aires in Argentina. Hmm. Many of our projects, they deal with the connection between the fluidity of the water and sturdiness of the earth, like the Rapcos in Australia, like the running fence going in the Pacific Ocean. Basically, all that play between fluidity and the water, earth, was very much in our work for many years.
And why was that so interesting to you, the difference between the water and the earth?
Visual artists understand something who moves, something very sturdy, very simple. And, of course, the connection, how the water play with the earth and with the rocks, with the surface, with static. Basically, there are a lot of dynamics.
And in this case, people can actually walk out onto the floating piers.
That was the idea. To basically, in 1970, there was the proposal to build pontoon type. We put in wooden floor and cover with fabric, and the people will walk. Of course, the pontoon will move because it's not totally solid structure. Fortunately, we don't did that project in that time, but technology today to translate the motion of the water is so much more advanced, and I come later. Now, in 1995, we finished the Reichstag, and Jean-Claude and myself was always thinking about that project that we like to do people walking in the water. And we spent a lot of time in Japan, and we were looking for tranquil water that we can do the project. And the second attempt to do floating pier was in the Tokyo Bay, an area of Daiba. And we worked very hard between 1996 and 1997. But again, we failed to get permission from the government in Tokyo. And now Jean-Claude passed away in 2009. I am working on a project for a long time, the project for Mastaba and United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi since 1979. The project over the river since 1996. And of course, these two projects, they entangle with permitting process, with very complicated. And I say to my friend that I will become 8 years old in 2015, and I like to do something can happen very fast. Now, between 1958 and 64, we live in Paris, but we exhibit many times in Italy, and we did exhibition in Milano, Torino, Venezia, and Rome. And this is how we were scouting the lakes I know. We were looking for tranquil water, basically, lake. And right away, Lake Iseo was most suitable for our project. The lake have, in the middle of the lake, very tall island. It's called actually Monte Isola. Now, the idea was to connect the mainland with the islands, because in that islands, 2,000 people live, their houses and villages, and these people go from the island to the mainland by traghetto, by boat. They do not have a bridge. And this is how all the projects start, taking the island of Monte Isola, connecting it with the mainland and eastern part of the lake with the town of Sulzano, and created 3 kilometers. I only say in kilometers, don't ask me to convert in feet. 3 kilometers of the floating pier and 2.5 kilometers of pedestrian street. Now, In the early years, the floating pier was built by the typical pontoon, like everybody know, with wooden floor. But early 2000, Canadian engineer invented very intelligent, very simple system to create a pier who literally float, built by the system of the extruded cube. And they connected with giant screw. This is why they're very difficult to explain you how the surface works, because you need to experience it. Like, almost like walking in the water.
Well, and as I hear you describe that, I also think about the enormous part of this project, which is just getting the funding, setting up the amount of money. This was a 16-point-something million-dollar project. That must take up a lot of your time as well.
You know, understand, we need to sell works, but fortunately, Jean-Claude and myself, we're the biggest collector of our work. Our principal storage is in Basel, Switzerland, and that is the golden mine we work from late 50 to today. And this is why it allows us to be very free, independently sell the works and build this project. Yes.
Why not leave this project up permanently?
All our projects, they designed to be temporary. There are some permanent works, you know, works where the museum and collection, they're permanent, they stay forever. But that project, they're not only designed temporary, they're designed for particular season of the year. Like the Central Park project was winter project. We like to have a lively street to see the gates. During the summertime, Central Park is like forest. When the Miami project and Florida 1983 surrounded island was spring project, because before the hurricanes come in Miami later in the season. And of course, that project is summer project, the floating pier. We have the longest daylight of the year, end of June. Hmm. All the journey is the work of art. All the journey from the beginning to the end is the work of art. And the most beautiful part of floating pier that I discovered is to see entire project is about the people walking nowhere. Hmm. About the feeling of the surface of the land or the water. And your feet, actually, many of the people walk barefoot. And they walk. They walk. It's not like going to shop, not going to see your friends. It's going really nowhere.
And what was it like in this case to complete this project without your longtime wife and partner, Jean-Claude, who, as you said, died in 2009?
I miss her all the time, you know. She loved that project very much. She was a very dynamic woman. You know? She was never stopped. She can never sit. She's moving all the time. And she was really very energetic. And of course, this is why this project is so much still with her, you know.
I read that the two of you wouldn't fly on the same planes because
one
of the planes crashed, you wanted to make sure that the other person would be able to continue the work.
Exactly, yes. Hmm.
So what's next? You've talked about the Mastaba, this permanent project, right?
You asked me to talk about the future and a very unfortunate moment. I have only remaining few days to be with our baby. I don't like to think about anything else except that project. I have these 16 days to enjoy it from morning to night, the middle of the night. It's all about that project.
You talk about how this project can be felt by those who are able to walk along it. But I also want to say that one of the amazing images that I've seen, or many of them, are from the air. And a lot of your projects, they look really incredible, and you see them in a different way from above.
But really, the project should be walk. Of course, for the photograph, for the newspaper, they're photographing for the air. And much of the pictures there before the project is open on June 18th. Today, you cannot see anything of that. You see it from helicopter. It's full. It's like an incredible amount of people. And this is the most greatest pleasure. It's entirely motion of people walking.
So you don't think about what it's going to look like from above?
No, I enjoy it. I never take the helicopter, actually, really. I have no time. Entire project is designed, basically, it's like a huge boulevard or avenue. And this is why, against that organic shape of the island and curve, organic shape, you have this very straight line created rencontre of several piers, like an area called the star, when three piers meet together. I just coming back on the boat when I was looking from the boat how that connection happened is very exciting. It's an incredible play of the immensity of the water with people walking in the water. The color of the fabric is dahlia yellow, but around the edge of the pier is continually wet, and of course the color is darker, mostly orangey, like a brick, dark color orangey, with very painterly surface. And the people do not walk on the wet side. They really walk on the dry side. It's almost like abstract painting.
Is this the project that you're most proud of that you've ever done?
No, all of our projects, they're part of our life. You know, they're part of moment of our life, Jean Coutu and myself.
Well, Christo, congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Christo spoke with Jeremy Hobson last June.